Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the League Podcast brought to you by William Hill. League 1 and 2 take centre stage this weekend as we've got an international break, so no championship, but still plenty of top quality Football League action for us to enjoy. Sam Norris here with you on the podcast again, and joining me on the line as ever is Jason Lewis from www.the72.co.uk. How are you, Jason?
I'm very well. Good week last week on the podcast, so hopefully we can have a few more winners this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it Rochdale, your nap last week?
Yep, nap, and I landed a couple of bigger ones I probably should have napped. I think I had Crawley 6-4.
Yeah.
A couple others that I probably should have gone for, but winner's a winner at the end of the day, so still
it,
profit.
It is, of course, yeah. And you've got the opportunity to nap a couple of those sides again this week from the games we've picked up.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're kind of the form sides in the division at the moment, so we'll wait and see what happens. But there's plenty around on the market this weekend with no championship action, but we've still got a lot to dig our teeth into.
Yeah, certainly have. And did you enjoy the JPT final as well last week?
I did. I thought it was a great game, really. Really impressive turnout as well from the supporters. And I think it just shows what's so good about the lower league football. And obviously it went a bit to how we saw the forward going and how we tipped it going. But it was still a very entertaining game. And fair play to Bristol. I think they deserve that trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. And they look on their way to a League and Cup double. I think it was, apart from El Clasico, it was the most attended football fixture in Europe on last Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was.
Right, so it already does know about the strength of our leagues, that they're out-attending some of the big leagues across Europe. It's quite a good start, that one.
Well, we'll get straight into some of this weekend's betting, then we'll start in League One. The first game that we've got for you this week is Peterborough against Coventry. Peterborough 11-10, it's 11-5 the draw, and 11-4 for Coventry. Peterborough, then, been the easiest team to predict this year, but they've won 5 of their last 6. They're in the playoff picture. But Coventry also need 3 points in this one, because they're just a point clear of the drop zone. So another one of those games that you get this time of the season where both sides needing a win for different reasons.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's got prospect of a very good game here for both sides. And as you say, both need a win. And it's interesting to look at both these sides. They've both changed their manager recently. And it's odd how it's an old footballer mystery. Why does changing your manager produce such a turn in results? Both sides parted company with their bosses in the last month or so. You've got Dave Robertson doing caretaker charge of Peterborough. In his time, they've won 5 and they've only lost once, and that was against Preston, which is no real shame at the moment, the way that they're going. And Coventry, they've brought in Tony Mabry, and they've won back-to-back games for only the second time this season. They're just trying to look away to pull away from that relegation zone. It's so tight at the bottom, and one loss can see you've got 4 or 5 places, depending on how other results go. So Coventry really needs to try and keep this good run on going for a couple more games so they can get a little bit of breathing space between themselves. But despite this revival, I struggled to see past Peterborough in this game. Their hopes of the playoffs are back alive for me, and their confident wins in their last 4 home games should give them plenty of confidence coming into this one. I think that's a really good price for them on the outright market straight off here. And it's just saying that it looks comfortable for me. And the 3 of the most 4 recent victories for Peterborough have all been to nil, but Tony Mowbray has got this Coventry side scoring goals. They've let 9 goals in their last 5 games and 5 in their last 2 away games. So Peterborough, they score as many as they concede on the whole, with exactly 46 goals scored and 46 conceded this season. So both teams score at 10-11. It's not a standout price, but it's definitely some profit there to be had. And if you want to pair that up with a Peterborough win, you can get that about 10-3, which seems very attractive for me when you look at the home form of this Peterborough side and the chances that Coventry probably are going to have to fight in this game. And so they may well do. And just saying that interests me on this, it's a bit of a different market. Not everyone sees it, but to win either half market here, I can, as I said, Coventry aren't going to go down without a fight. I think we can say that quite safely now after the few recent games they had. So 29-20 for the visitors to win either half here. So even if they get to an awful start and the game could be gone at half time, they could be 2 or 3 down. If they come out and win the second half 1-0, you're going to win at 29-20. And they've landed this bet in their last 3 matches, even when they lost last week against Doncaster. So I could see them repeating here, but my best bet would be that both teams to score on Peterborough to win looks very attractive to me here at 10-3.
Okay, plenty to go at then in that game. And yeah, as you mentioned, the stand-up there for Jason, 130. The match result on both teams to score mark it just beneath the outrights on the website. 130 for Peterborough looks a good bet. The next game that we'll come to then in League One sees Crawley host Gillingham. It's 9-5 for Crawley, 21-10 the draw, 13-8 Gillingham. Crawley are the ones struggling going into this fixture, but they come here off the back of winning their last three, and Gillingham winless in their last four. This could be a close one.
It is definitely. I think Crawley, they're planning some sort of great escape. They looked down with Yeovilworth a few weeks ago, but as you say, three wins bridge the gap, and they're just marginally out of the bottom three. I've already mentioned it's really tight down there, but they've only got one side in the current top 10 to play in their remaining fixtures, so they can keep picking up wins here and there. They should be able to get out of this sticky situation they're in. And you think Gillingham, they're fairly safe in mid-table at 48 points, six clear of the drop zone. I think they might need, they obviously need a few more wins because it's only 6 points with eight to play. But I think it's difficult to stay motivated at this time of the season for a side like Gillingham when really they look at, they're not going to get to the playoffs. That's it, gone. And they can't really, they should get the wins they need to stay up. So in comparison, Crawley, they've got everything to fight for. And I'd back them here, like to the hills, really. Last week it was a 6-4 win for them at home to Leighton Orient. And it's a bit more bigger price here at 9-5, but for a home side, the state of this game, the, coming into it, that Crawley need the win, and the recent form, I'd be backing them this weekend. I don't know how you see this one going, Sam, but that's quite a big price for Crawley, and possibly one of the picks in the outright market this weekend.
Yeah, I would agree. I like the look of Crawley draw no bet as well at 10-11, just because I'm that. I like to give myself a little bit of insurance. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you didn't look at the league table and just looked at the form, you'd be picking Crawley every time here, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that's sometimes when teams at the bottom start to pick up points at this time of the season, you don't want to dismiss the league table completely because you don't want to be picking teams at the bottom who are playing a team at the top that just hit a blip. But Gillingham aren't really going anywhere in this division at the moment, and Crawley are really onto something. And neither side can be really touted as a prolific, and despite Crawley's recent 3-2 wins, that's probably the exception rather than the rule for them. And Gillingham have scored less than 2 goals in 12 of their away games this season, and Crawley have scored less than 2 goals in 14. So if you pair those two up, there's going to be under 2.5 goals, and 8-11 is a nice little offer in there if you think this is going to be a little tight game. And on a similar track with greater odds, it seems, I've looked at here on the handicap market, you've got Crawley have won 9 of their 11, they've won 11 games this season. 9 of those have been by a single goal. So if you're going to think Crawley might win, the chances are it's going to be by a single goal. So if you're looking at the handicap market, you've got to be looking at tie Crawley minus one. So 16-5, it's a huge price. And Gillingham have lost 9 times away from home this season, 6 times by a single goal. When it odds point to, when you get a form like that where it's happening so much more than it's not, if Crawley do get this win at 16-5, that's a nice little price to be had there and definitely something to be considered. But if you want a best bet in this one, I've got back Crawley again. I don't know, it's a team at the wrong end of the table, but they seem to be getting the results that are needed to stay in the division, and that's saying that I like the look of.
Yeah, I'm with you. Plenty of good bets there, and I especially like that the minus one on the tie handicap bet. All those points Crawley in that one then for Jason. We'll move on to the final game that we're going to preview in League One. This one sees Fleetwood at home to Preston. 7-2 the home side, 12-5 the draw. Preston are 5-6. Preston unbeaten in the league since January on that really good run up there, right at the top of the form table. I think only Bristol City are in better form than Preston. So with that in mind, does 5-6 look quite a decent price here?
Oh, that's exactly. I think that's a little generous on Preston, is all I've got written down here when you look at the outright market. The Preston, I've called it a steam train, is showing no signs of stopping, and there's not much else to say, really. They may have drawn at Barnsley last week, but in reflection, that's a good result, because Barnsley are, I think we mentioned that game last week, Barnsley are not a bad side in the division. They're doing quite well and stretches the run. It keeps it going. 10 games without defeat, and they can avoid defeat this weekend. That's 2 months without a loss, whereas Fleetwood are, They can impress and frustrate in equal measure, is what I'd say about Fleetwood. They don't seem to have the ability to just get a run of results going to push them into that playoff mix. They've always been there or thereabouts. They pick up a win and the draw. They probably just lose the odd game they shouldn't, really. And 3 wins at home for Fleetwood since November is not a good record for a side that wants to be in the playoffs. So stats like that make me even more supporting of Preston, who are winning at home and away all over the place at the minute. And if you want a bit more, I think you've got the minus one market on Preston to win still at 11-5. That's calling out to me. They've been beating teams comfortably at the moment. Fleetwood last six defeats have all been by a two-goal margin, and six of Preston's last seven wins have been by two or more. So again, it's just pointing towards stuff like that. Minus one on Preston to win is 11-5, a very nice bet. And I mentioned it a few weeks ago, and I didn't nap him, but Joe Garner to score two or more was 4-1. But I think just Joe Garner to score here at 6-5 is a very good value. He's the, after Owen Doyle joining Cardiff, he's the top scorer in the division with 20 goals. And the anytime win cost on him here, a bit more money there for you at 9-5 is something that has to be considered. But I can, I don't always want to back a wayside over and beyond where I think they are at. But with Preston, it's just, they are such a good side at the moment, and I can't see them faltering here. Even it's on Sky, and it should be a big game. There'll probably be, there's not much football going on Sunday, so quite a lot of people will be watching this game, I imagine, but I can't see Preston slipping up at Fleetwood for me. So, best bet wise, I'm tempted to go. I'd say that 11-5 on the Preston minus one would be my best bet in this one.
Okay, minus a goal then for Preston North End at 11-5, the pick for Jason in that one. We'll go into League Two then for the second half of the podcast. We'll start with Northampton versus Luton. It's 13-10 Northampton, 11-5 the draw, and 11-5 for Luton as well. Luton are in the playoff picture. They're in that tight cluster of teams, Jason, from 6th to 9th, separated by just a point. And Northampton looking like they could be condemned to mid-table obscurity. What's your bets for this?
It's an interesting one. When you, I've looked at those prices and I was slightly baffled, I'd say, to say the least, really. You've got a home form of a side that's doing so well and the away side that's doing so badly. Northampton have got, looking over their last six home games, have got the best home record in the division, and Luton have the worst six-game record on the away side in the division. And then you've got the home side only at 13-10. It's whether, I don't know whether league position is playing quite a lot on these odds, but Luton just really are struggling at the moment. And Northampton, if you, recently, not great. They've just one win in four and back-to-back defeats. But last time out, they faced Bury, who are, they're flying up the league. We'll talk about them in a little bit. And I've seen the home defeat to Carlisle. That's probably a little bit of a blip on a, what's been a perfect home record. So you look at that, and Luton, five straight defeats home and away, which would suggest that they're struggling in any game. And they've lost all of their last five away games, so it's bad times for Luton, who earlier in the season were relying on their home form, but that's disappeared. So for me, that Northampton price is worthwhile. The only thing I question is, can they cope without Mark Richards, who's injured? I spoke about him a couple of weeks ago. Will that affect them this in the run into this season? Can they make the playoffs? I'm not sure whether they're going to have enough to bridge that gap, but I think in this game, they've got plenty, and at Sixfields, they are a real force. So Northampton at 13-10, definitely something to be looked at, and it's a bit of a risky one to back a side to nil, but Northampton here to nil at 12-5, it might be me being a little bit greedy, but Luton have failed to score in their last three away games and only scored 15 goals on the road from 19 games, whereas Northampton are picking up victories to nil quite regularly. Their last three wins all to nil, and six of the last seven home wins have seen the opposition fail to score. So you have to take up bets sometimes with numbers like this that might be a bit of a risk, but it's quite high reward at a better price than 2-1. So I think it's 12-5 I've got it priced up as. It's definitely something to be looked at for me. And whether you've got one last one in this, if you don't fancy a nil bet, I've got under 2.5, which thinks that you're being a bit more optimistic, even that you think they're going to win 1-0 or 2-0. And that's a 3-1 on Northampton to win and under 2.5 goals. That's probably my outside shot this weekend. But I'd say that you're getting plenty of value on the 13-10 there, on a great home side in Northampton against the Luton side. They're in all sorts of problems and might not make the playoffs. I don't think that's too big a claim to say with how poorly they've been playing at the moment. They could easily slide out of that and be replaced by the likes of Plymouth, who have got every chance of getting in those top seven positions there.
Okay, yeah, Northampton then, on the back of their excellent home form, get the nod at 13-10 for Jason. We'll move on then to the next game in League Two. This one sees fourth take on fifth. Should be a belter, this one. It's Bury versus Southend. 7-5 Bury, 11-5 the draw, 2-1 for Southend. Bury are in excellent form this season. They've won seven of their last eight, but typically this fixture tends to be a very, very close game. The last 11 meetings between the sides have been under 2.5 goals. You have to go right the way back to 2003 to find three goals in the game. And six of those last 11 have finished at a 1-1 scoreline. Are you predicting a cagey affair today?
I think, yeah, you've got two sides. It's the big clash of the weekend in this division. You've got fourth hosting fifth, and the recent, it's tricky to say, because the last, in recent times, there's been a little bit of a gap opening up, because Bury have been on all sorts, and it might be close in the history books, and I sort of see a similar game, because Southend are a good away side. They picked up 8 wins at home, and more wins on the road with 9, and there's a 6-point gap to them, between them and Plymouth, who are in 8th place, so that's just been growing slightly as the games have gone on, so I think they're firmly in the balance, but could Bury mount a charge to those top 3 spaces is really what's going to be interesting at the top end of League 2 between now and the end of the season. And if they can do that, they're going to have to win the games like this. They've beaten Burton at home, and they've beaten Plymouth at home. 2 sides up, Burton's a bigger win than Plymouth, obviously, if you look at the table, but they've got the pedigree to possibly beat a side like this, but it's going to be a tricky one, and it's similar price to that Northampton game. I think this one's priced up at 7-5 for the Bury win, and I'm confident the home side might just have this here. They've got 1 home defeat since December, and 7 wins from the last 8 games is a record that almost matches Preston in League 1. And it's been a while since I've mentioned Bury, because there's not been that great a value on them recently, but I think this one offers you some real something to really put some money down on here if you think they can do it. And it's an opportunity to make it 1 point between themselves and Wickham if Wickham slip up this weekend. So I think it's going to be close. It's going to be a cagey affair. I don't want to back goals galore or anything like that in this game, but I think a Bury win here, 7-5, is very worth your while. And goal scoring wise, I've picked out just a goal scorer generally, because I'm looking at the record between Bury. Don't really have a 20 goal a season striker. Their top goal scorer's got 10 goals a season, and the next one's Danny Nardiello on 9. And he's the man I've picked out here. He's got those 9 goals from just 15 starts and 10 substitute appearances. That's quite a healthy return for me, I'd say, in this division with not that much game time. So him to net here any time at 13-8 or to the any time win cost 11-4. He scores quite periodically, 1 in every 3 games or so, and 8 of his 9 league goals this season would come at home. He definitely prefers playing on home soil for this Bury side. So I think Danny Nardiello to score 13-8 is an attractive goal scorer bet this weekend, and I'd be back in Bury. But it's a very tight game, this one, and I could see under 2.5 is a good bet in this one. Again, the price has been changed that recently. I don't know what the latest price is, but on that record of it happening so much between these two sides, I think under 2.5 would be a safe one again.
Okay, yeah, under 2.5 looks a real safe bet in that one. It's 1-2 at the time of recording for that. We'll move on then to the final game on our League 2 previews. This one sees Burton take on Stevenage. 19-20 for Burton, 12-5 the draw, and 3-1 for Stevenage. Burton have opened up a bit of a gap at the top of the League 2 table after Shrewsbury and Wickham have been wobbling recently. But Stevenage just 1 point off the playoffs themselves. This could be another good game.
It's going to be an interesting one, definitely. It's on Sky again on Monday night, I think. And it's interesting. Stevenage don't lose that many games. I think that was mentioned a couple of weeks ago to me, and it's a tricky one. But when you look at Burton, you thought they lost those couple of games. You thought, oh, is this some fault in? Are they going to have enough to get over the line? And they just slammed the door firmly in the face of their rivals. 4 consecutive wins and strong win against those playoff contenders, Southend. It's a 5-point gap for them at the top and 9 points to Bury in 4th place. At the current time, they need 5 more wins to guarantee promotion, but no one's going to win every game between now and the end of the season, so they might probably only need 4 more wins, I'd say. So at the moment, I think Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink are keeping these players firmly on the ground, and avoiding complacency is the key, and I don't see that being a problem recently with the wins they've had. And I see it as no different against Stevenage, who they've got a shocking away record. They might be there just outside the playoffs, but 4 wins on the road this season is far from ideal record for any side, and to lose at home last week to Dagenham was a real sucker punch, and probably took a lot out of this Stevenage side, I imagine. They, without a defeat in 4 away from home, including quite a good draw at Wickham, but as I say, Burton are a cut above the rest in this division, I feel, and their home record of 14 wins is only matched by second place Shrewsbury, and that Burton price to shine in front of the TV cameras is still a fine odds to get on. And if you consider how well the form is weighted in this side, and over the season how Burton have been the better team in this division, I think that's a good price for them on home. So to get the win, and if you fancy the popular market around with a lot of punters, it's the double result, and Burton to be winning half-time and full-time. They've won 11 of their last 20 games, Burton. Of those 11 wins, 7 of them they've been winning at half-time and full-time. And the other 4 wins have come when it's been a stalemate. But if they can get a goal early here, they'll just hold on to it, I imagine. So 21-10 for the double result, Burton half-time and full-time, is a very worthwhile. And this last bet of the weekend for me is you look at goal scorers. And an interesting one when I was doing the research on this game, you've got Kevin Lisby's joined Stevenage on loan a couple of weeks ago and from Leyton Orient, and he's anytime 13-5 here, and he knows where the goal is. For his, in Leyton Orient, his record really impressive, 46 goals from 111 appearances. He wasn't really known as a prolific scorer, but that's just under one goal every three games in League One. This is League Two, which you get a few more opportunities at this level. So I think any time 13-5 on Kevin Lisby to score for Stevenage, if you think Stevenage are going to get a goal, I think there's every chance he could get that for them this weekend. But my pick of the bunch here, that double result price at over 21-10 on Burton and Burn is the one I'd have in this one all day long.
Okay, then Burton, half-time and full-time getting the pick for Jason. That brings to end the previews. We'll move on to the naps now. As you were mentioning right at the top of the podcast, the winning nap for yourself last week. Who are you going to go for this week?
I'm looking at it. There's stuff to be had quite a lot. I've picked up quite a lot of bets there this weekend, and there's plenty to be had, and it's a tricky one because I was a bit safe last week, and do I go safe again or do I push the bar a bit? I think what I'm going to go for this weekend is Northampton just to win against Luton. I think it's a very good price on Northampton, and how bad Luton have been away recently and how good Northampton have been at home, I think they're going to nick this one. I'm not going to be fancy and go for an unders or to nil. I just think Northampton to win. I've got priced up at 13-10. I'm not sure what the current odds are, but that'll be my nap this weekend.
Okay, then Northampton to win at home to Luton. Yeah, it's still 13-10. I chucked in a guest nap last week, so I'll do so again this week. I'll go for both teams to score no and unders in that Bury South End game at 4-5. So 1-0 either way, as I mentioned earlier, 2003, the last time that one featured over 2.5 goals. That about wraps it up then, Jason. Thank you very much for joining me on the League podcast this week. Hope you enjoy the footy at the weekend, and good luck with the bets.
Thank you very much, Sam. Pleasure as always.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.